regular meeting for February 8th, 2016, will call to order. Please turn off our cell and electronic devices. Mr. Richard, lead us in a pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick? Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nefer?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the January 11th, 2016 meeting are in the package. If you hear any corrections, or do you hear a motion, please step. Second by Mr. Rhodes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neesler. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, public works, I know of nothing. Planning and zoning, I'm not aware of anything. Finance committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel, not aware of anything. Recreation, not aware of anything. Police committee, consider authorizing police chief to sign contract with Think Streets. I took the unusual stuff, putting this on the agenda, because this is kind of like a routine item, it's a budgeted item. But I wanted to make public, you know, there's in the news, Think Stream has declared bankruptcy, and they had all kinds of problems. So I asked the chief to address that for us, and, you know, how much they use it and things like that. So go ahead.
We use that thing, that's our right hand in law enforcement right now. Anything and almost everything we look up is on Think Stream. They pretty much through the little bankruptcy phase and been acquired by another company. Everything's rolling a lot better with them so far, but there is one other company we're looking at. It's called American Law Enforcement Network. It's a little bit more expensive. They're coming down and doing a demo this week, see if there's a little bit of price difference, if it would be worthwhile or not. But everybody in the state, almost every law enforcement agency, still going to go Think Stream.
Oh, you recommend
it? Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that, because we do have a get out of jail clause, don't we? Like,
it's kind of hard to say. Not for a year, but
fine. Well, we got a year. But if after a year, we sign a long-term agreement, isn't it?
Just a year.
Yeah, it is budgeted. We put it in a budget. It's not, there's no issue of money, so.
Oh, all right. Hang on one second. I had a little look like me for Ms. Gill here. For our service. Come on, Ms. Gill. This is from February 9th, 2004 to January 15th, 2016. We appreciate everything you've done for us. You've really seen a lot, been through a lot here. You've been the backbone of the police department for many, many years, and trust me, very, very appreciated. I know the whole town's going to miss you. I do. Every day.
That's his words every time I meet up.
Thank you so much, Miguel. All right, Mr. Mike, come on. I'll get you something too. All right, this is Mike Alamon, Fire Chief. For his many, many years, he's seen the department do some very, very hard times when he started. He's always been the backbone. Anything we've ever needed, we call Mike. He's had an awesome crew. We really appreciate everything you've done for us too. Thank you so much.
Chief, we never did vote on this, so.
Thanks for everything.
Yeah. Do I hear a motion?
Yeah.
You hear a motion? Mr. Rhodes, second. Mr. Richard, any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances, there are none. Introduction of ordinances, ordinance 1 of 2016, chapter 19, rezoning and resubdivision of property at 1313 and 1331. Is that correct? 1313 and 1331?
Yes.
Okay. West Main Street.
1331 is the one on the corner.
Okay, but it looked like it might have been like a number thing.
No.
That's okay. That's all right. West Main Street, Brew, Louisiana, from R4 multifamily to B1 transition at the crest of property on Travis Lemoine and Robbins Lemoine. So do I have anyone to introduce that ordinance?
I'll introduce it.
All right, introduced by Mr. Neesaw. Resolutions and commendations.
Official act I must perform. I'd like to read for you a proclamation. And it's titled, Ruley Fire Chief Mike Alamal Week. Whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal grew up to be the man he is in Pierre Fort, Louisiana. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal met and married the love of his life, his wife Gail. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal and Gail were blessed with 3 sons. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal and his family established themselves at Ruley. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal is active in many community activities. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal joined the Ruley Fire Department as a volunteer in 1972. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal was promoted to captain in 1989. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal was selected Fire Chief in 1999. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal served the community of Ruley with distinction. And whereas Fire Chief Mike Alamal retired in January 2016. Now therefore I, Joey Norman, Mayor of Ruley, do hereby proclaim Monday, February 8th, 2016, through Sunday, February 14th, 2016, at Ruley Fire Chief Mike Alamal Week in the town of Ruley. And I urge all citizens to celebrate Ruley Fire Chief Mike Alamal Week, dated this 8th day of February, 2016. Mike.
I'm supposed to say something, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm trying. When I moved to Ruley, I had an opportunity to join a lot of different organizations. And I decided with everything that I could join, there wouldn't be enough of me to go around. So I wanted to make one decision. I support all the organizations, but I wanted to dedicate myself to one. And I chose Ruley Fire Department. And having the opportunity to work with all of the citizens, not just of Ruley, but everybody that we represented, and we took care of, meant a lot to myself and the entire department. This is for me on paper, but it's for the fire department in reality. And I want to thank each and every one of them that ever reads the article to understand that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Police Department report, Chief. Assistant Chief.
Last month, we had 1 911 hangup call. We had 7 alarms, residential and business. We assisted other departments 3 times, 1 battery, 2 burglaries, 6 disturbances, 3 civil calls, 3 fire assistance calls, 4 miscellaneous. We had 1 missing person, which was a 3-year-old. She was found shortly thereafter on the property at her residence. 1 damage to property, 3 private property accidents, 1 roadway obstruction, 1 private property, that's only twice. 4 suspicious people or acts, 6 thefts, which included 2 stolen cell phones from Ruley High, a gentleman's medicine off of Hebert Street, tip jar bistro, a TV at the apartment complex, and an election sign off of Ori Drive. 6 traffic accidents, 35 traffic incidents, 1 trespassing, and 6 warrant arrests. For a total of 95 complaints, 271 violations, 271 citations, 360 violations, 30 no insurance tows, and 5 driving under suspension. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Correspondents, I don't have any. The mayor's report, I don't have anything. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
Good afternoon. I'm Fire Chief Kenny Hunts, Fire Chief of the Parish for West Baton Rouge. So, very good. You did really good. Tom, you did pretty good. I know if Ms. Gale had been there, you got all that crap straight. So, just, I know. So, my take on Chief Alamo as, you know, kind of raised me in the fire service, taught me what I know, most of it. But his whole family, it's just not him, his whole family is all about public service, including his kids and, you know, of course, Ms. Gale. But when I came into the fire service and experienced Chief Alamo and his boys, they are what we call in the fire service, no bullshit. They took care of business. Travis, Trevor, and Trent, even when he was younger and painful, but they all did take care of their business. They helped this community tremendously, and there's been quite a few times where things got hot and heavy for them, and they stood fast, all from the leadership of that man sitting right there. Now, yes, the Brule Fire Department went through some tough times, but he re-initiated a lot of stuff that we had early on and that got pushed away, and he revitalized that whole fire department. And for all of the things that he's done, I want to tell him thank you, because he's been one of my biggest supporters and has stood behind me to do whatever we need to do for the parish. So he did really great for Brule, and then he transitioned right into making sure that the parish was taken care of overall. So that being said, he and his family have done fantastic for us as a community, and I wanted to thank all of them.
Anyone else? We have I'd like to say we have a guy that sits in the back row almost every meeting. He's not here tonight. He tragically lost his granddaughter, and I'm assuming, you know, that's the reason he's not here. We need to keep that in mind when we go about how quickly things can happen, and you know, with reserve officer with a firearm and, you know, firearm safety and things like that. But, you know, when it hits home like Carol and his granddaughter, it brings it a little bit into focus. So keep that in mind as we go through our days. I guess how fortunate we are sometimes, and we don't take it for granted. Okay, announcements. The town hall will be closed February 9th in observance of Mardi Gras. And there's a public meeting on February 23rd in the Addis Community Center on the I-10 corridor in Baton Rouge from Essen Lane to LA 415. That is a specific project that's going to happen. It's moving forward quite well. And it's, if you have any comments, you need to go. They had it in Port Allen the first time, and I encourage the guy next time to have it on this end, since people can't get to Port Allen because of the traffic, you know. So he took my advice on that. So they got three of them, two in Baton Rouge and one here. So keep that in mind. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Richard, second. Mr. Rhodes, all those in favor. Do you have any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay.
6:44.
Yeah.